Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Make no mistake, we're in a war for liberty and freedom, not just for our children and their children, but for current freedom. This is authoritarian tyranny. It is despotism. These people are tyrants, and Lord Monson and many others are fighting them. I hope everyone will get my DVD, Endgame, that exposes their eugenics population reduction plan for world government. And, of course, Fall of the Republic, that shows how the green takeover is the plan to destroy our country. That's the heart of this new film. You can get free T-shirts and free DVDs until Christmas at InfoWars.com. You can still order today and get these shipped out before Christmas in most areas of the United States. Also wanted to tell you the website for our guest. Be sure and visit it. Incredible information, reports, videos, exposing the fraud of man-made climate change, scienceandpublicpolicy.org, scienceandpublicpolicy.org. All right, in the 3.5 minutes we have left, Lord Monckton, on this eve of the final day of this wicked summit, are we having victories? Do we have the initiative? Where do we stand? And then in closing, were you able to wake up any of the UN zombies?
Let's first of all get one thing clear, and that is that there is no scientific basis for anything that this conference is proposing to do. There is no global warming problem. There has been no global warming for 15 years. There has been global cooling for 9 years. It's now known from paper after paper in the scientific literature that the effect of CO2 on temperature is a tiny fraction of what the UN pretends it is. The science is now clear. The debate, effectively, in the scientific community is over. There isn't a problem. Of course, many of the scientists who've been making a fortune out of this don't want to admit it. But the science, on the science, we have won. On the economics, also, we have won. Even if the UN were right about the science and the effect of warming that CO2 has, then it would still take 41 years of our current rate of emission before we had even raised global temperature by a single Celsius degree. So even if we were waiting another 10 years and did absolutely nothing to see which way the temperatures go and whether any of this really is real, that would be the cheapest and most responsible thing to do, because the worst that could happen, even if we did nothing for that time, is an extra quarter of a degree Celsius, which is totally harmless on any view. So we've won on the science. We've won on the economics. There is no truth or reality behind any of what they're saying. And yet, we are going to lose on the bureaucracy, because they are going to set up a world government. How then do we deal with this? Well, I think what we've got to do is to make it clear that we are still going to regard ourselves as democratic countries, even if they try to take our democracy away. And we will not pay for this monstrous world government. And we will not vote for any U.S. representatives who have any truck with this world government. We're going to have to say to our representatives, do you support this world government or don't you? Because if you don't, we will vote you out of office. Use your democracy while you still have it. Try to make sure that any U.S. representatives who go along, whether in the Senate or in the House, with the notion of a world government which you should pay for, anyone who supports that on the basis of what we now know from ClimateGate, and confirming my own researches, show the whole thing is fraud. As I said to Pachauri, I confronted him with the word fraud 2 days ago, and he was very taken aback. He was visibly shaken. He himself has enormous financial vested interest in this. He has continued to be chairman of the Tata Steel Industries Energy Research Institute, which is currently tendering, among other things, for an enormous UN contract to clean up the Kuwaiti oil fields, and yet he is a senior official of the UN. This man deserves to go to jail. What we're going to see, I think, is that we are not going to tolerate these people making money out of us and corruptly doing so and pretending that the science says what it doesn't.
Absolutely.
Some of these people are going to go to jail, and what we must do when this world government is set up is make it plain that we will leave.
Absolutely. Lord Christopher Monckton, thank you so much for covering Copenhagen for us. Thank you for spending time with us.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we just had Lord Monckton on for the entire first hour. Or to be technical, for a full hour, came on in the second segment, was with us in the first segment of this hour. Trying to train my brain to be exact. And so with us in the last hour, breaking down the state of the Copenhagen event. And absolutely, as I said days ago, that is completely staged on record. George Soros, Rockefeller, UN, Maury Strong funded fake hippies so that the Nazi New World Order can look like it's just a harmless, you know, dreadlocked sandals. Hey, man, save the earth, dude. Kill firstborn babies. Sterilize everybody. Cut off the food to Africa. It's liberal. Oh, yeah. And they have them attack the police so that they can show the image. Oh, look. Protesters are always bad. Don't ever be involved in a demonstration or you'll look like these people that have mange who are attacking police. And in every case in the U.S., if they can't get their hired anarchists or hippies, these aren't real hippies. There are a lot of great people that call themselves, you know, nature people, hippies, whatever. But you have the counterfeits. And a lot of them are well-meaning idiots who buy into the propaganda at university. Or they're openly funded by a foundation and believe what they're doing. But a lot of them, the beatnik types that are over them, they'll walk right over at many events and just threaten me and go, of course we work for the globalists and we're taking over and I'm going to get your money.
I mean, they are just criminals. And they're into manipulating people, and they're into the corruption, and they're into working for the big bankers. I mean, it's just all a giant joke to them. And if they can't get groups of them in place, they just have cops dress up like anarchists in Canada, in the U.S., in Italy, in Greece. I mean, this is all in the last year and a half. Every major Western country has been caught with federal and local police dressing up like protesters and attacking police. And in most cases, they tell the group of cops they're going to attack, and then they stage it. But in some cases, they hit cops in the head with bottles, and they hit them on the head with rocks, and they punch them. And those are the cases we tend to find out, because the cops will then sometimes tackle them and arrest them, and the cops will start begging, going, it's me, you know, code 789 or whatever. Yeah. I mean, this is on video in Canada. We found out in Denver, because they had Denver cops under federal control and part of the intelligence unit go out and attack another group of riot cops. They got mad and beat up some of the cops that attacked them. And then it came out because police started complaining to the Denver Post, I don't like being hit in the head with a rock. What are cops doing this for? See, they find weak-minded police, and they have these drills, these training exercises to fight rioters. And they do this out on the back 40, you know, at the military base or at the police training center, all over the country. And they'll do it on the back 40. And then they say, you know how we did that simulation? We're going to have some live training today. You're going to march over to those cops, and you're going to hit them. And the cops don't ask questions. You know, they don't say, well, do they know I'm coming? They just do it. Police, you have to start thinking for yourselves. You have to start doing this. I mean, I remember in 1999, they had the Fortune 500 in Austin. And I knew a little bit about provocateurs, but I'm there and these giant anarchists. I mean, a real anarchist is like a meth head who's got a pension fund, weighs about 120 pounds, you know, has pot marks all over their face, giant pentagram tattoos on their chest. And they're wearing Mao Zedong hats, saying they're an anarchist, when communism is supposedly the opposite of that. I mean, that's your low-level, well-meaning idiot who's being run by a federal informant. And I've always warned people about this, and it just came out, big federal informant setting up anarchists locally and trying to get them to firebomb, basically, our organization that we're involved with, Brave New Books. But luckily, that was exposed. But now there's all sorts of other connections to the firebombing of the Capitol, of the governor's mansion, and a murder of a Palestinian activist who was gutted and tortured to death. And I mean, these people mean business that we're dealing with here. It's a bunch of Trotskyites basically running around. And because they're just revolutionaries. They're not fascists. They're not communists. They're bank robbers. And they mean business. And they want to bring this country down. Because if you run government, you're the king. And that's who works for these big banks. And the military doesn't have a clue what's going on. I mean, people better get the larger game plan down. You better figure out their tricks. Because once you know their playbook, it's like, why didn't I see this before? Why wasn't this completely obvious? Now, we got guests coming up from Copenhagen with continual reporting. You know, we've had mainline reporters on, alternative media. We've had members of the House of Lords on. We've had congressmen on about Copenhagen. We've got two New American JBS reporters coming on who are really passe now. Talk about passe. I'm becoming a bit passe. You know, there was that shocking undergroundness of Alex Jones is talking about the New World Order, global banks using carbon taxes. 10 years ago, I was warning people because we had UN documents. And wow, you can only get it from Alex Jones or only get it from the New American. Now it's just, yeah, we're setting up a global government. What's wrong with that? So the globalists are attempting to just throw it out there like it's no big deal. And act like global government's a good thing. This is even if you're for global government, This is dictatorial, unelected, and criminal, run by private interest. No one should be for this. But they kind of get the hippies and leftists to be like, it's like Star Trek, you know, the Planetary Federation. We're going to help everyone. Yeah. Cutting the food off to the third world. That's really going to help people. And so just as a lot of conservatives woke up that Bush wasn't a good guy, liberals are going to have to wake up that their wing of the New World Order, it's a winged creature, bird of prey, chewing freedom's eyes out. You're going to have to wake up that you've been conned and that you've been defrauded and that you're supporting a Hitlerian eugenics agenda. So what I'm going to do is open the phones up. Specifically, did you see the global warming special with Jesse Ventura last night? Groundbreaking. Talking about world government, new world order, population reduction, planetary taxes run by criminals like Maurice Strong. Showing the UN openly announcing they want a one world currency and to get rid of the U.S. currency. This was better than the 9/11 special. Better than the HARP special. I mean, those were entertaining, interesting, important. The 9/11 was groundbreaking, getting into the inside job and the FBI hiding the flight recorders and the data recorders that were found at Ground Zero. Extremely powerful. But, I mean, this 9/11 special, this one-hour special, and I consulted on them all. I love all the episodes. But this one just completely blew me away because it start to finish exposed the entire fraud, and Ventura admits that he once supported this and that he was conned. And remember, Ventura was making this global warming special 5 months ago, 6 months ago when they started it. And so they just 2 weeks ago added the end of it about ClimateGate. It was already about fraudulent UN documents and faking data and all the other frauds they've been caught in. I mean, this was a home run. And I am so honored to be involved in it. I am so honored to be part of it. Again, I talked to the producer. He can't believe it's airing. I mean, genuinely, they can't believe this is all airing. They can't believe it. This is groundbreaking that this is happening. And of course it's getting top ratings on top ratings for the channel, top ratings for a new series. They almost never have the same ratings on the shows after the first show. This thing's getting the same ratings or higher in the second and third shows. So home run, ultra exciting, ultra buoying, enlightening, just showing that we can take the system over as Ron Paul has talked about doing, as G. Edward Griffin has talked about doing. We can act like leaders, act like winners, because we are winners. We are leaders. And we have to start having confidence. So many people out there don't have confidence. When you got the truth on your side, it doesn't matter if you're outnumbered 10-1 at first. You stand up, like Mark Twain said, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Now, we haven't reached that point yet. Our cause hasn't fully succeeded, but it's beginning to succeed. And nothing succeeds like success. I mean, that's just the way it works. And the globalists get this attitude of invincibility, infallibility, you know, the private Federal Reserve, you can't question them, they're God, they know best, they've got all the answers, you know, they're the experts, nobody can stop them, you know, there's nothing you can do, just get with the program, you better just join with them, you better just join with Sauron, because there's nothing you can do, you better just give in to it, it's all over, you better just go along. That aura is now gone. And people are going, this is a little pot-bellied goblin behind the curtain. You're not invincible. And people are pulling out their daggers in the info war and just shanking. People are going, wow, it's bleeding. Yeah. Oh, man, look at those gouts of blood coming out of the New World Order. Here, go ahead and give me a machete. Ah, I mean, it's you know, oh, look at that leg. And it's now groveling and spewing and threatening. But believe me, we can rout these people. Stay with me.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2234 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I got piles of news on the economy, on the police state, on war, on Copenhagen. We're not winning the war, but we're having some victories. And we're gaining ground. We're not losing ground. We're coming back from behind. I want to give the toll-free number out. If you saw the Ventura program on global warming fraud last night, if you want to talk about anything that Lord Monckton discussed, government-run health care may not pass the Senate this year. Even if it does, Pelosi, now they do play possum, but I've looked at it. It looks like she's not just playing possum to get people to stand down. That's part of it. She also doesn't want it to look like a defeat if the House isn't able to pass this year. And every day that passes, I'd say 80% chance this bill won't pass this year. And by next week, it's a 90% chance. And then if we get into next year, more time to expose what's in that bill, there is a 50-50 chance it'll pass. Because then they'll have more time. But then we can run the clock up on them again. So we are at that crossroads right now. And you need to go to your congressman's meeting, your senator's meeting. You need to go to their office, their local office, and tell them you're going to be campaigning against them and exposing them. You need to physically call them, physically visit them. And the fight is going to be in the House. The fight's in the Senate, but the real fight's in the House with those committees. They're going to have to go back and forth with the Senate and the House version. They're probably going to get it this year, early next year in the Senate. But it's going to be two different bills. And boy, is it bad. 5 years in prison, $250,000 fines. I mean, it's hard to believe this is really in there. But it is. Cutting Medicare and Medicaid. It raises your taxes, but then cuts the benefits because it all goes to the bankers. We've got to get the message out to well-meaning moron collectivists who really think there's such a thing as a free lunch that, hey, Dennis Kucinich, one of the only real socialists in Congress, you know, he's a real collectivist. He says this is a boondoggle for the big banks and insurance companies. Again, read his editorial. Why I voted against health care bill. And then he goes on to say, in another headline article, this is a bailout for insurance companies. They wrote it. Then they tell you that they're against it. That's the slick propaganda of these people. They use psychology. And so you've got to reach out to constituents of people like Lloyd Doggett, here in Texas, and others, and just say, look, I am going to go and vote against you with whoever has a chance to beat you, and then if they're bad, we'll vote them out. But we're going to get rid of you politically if you do this. So we need to keep pressure on the Senate because they're losing momentum. They've almost got it. They've almost got it. The government getting more control over our lives and being able to dole out health care to us. Back when there was no government involved in health care, 30, 40 years ago, we had much better health care, much lower. The more money government pours into health care, the more the price goes up because they're destroying competition. Also, you know, we've got 30 million illegal aliens in this country who get free health care. We're all fitting the bill for that. I mean, I don't personally dislike the illegal aliens, but they're bankrupting the country, which is what the banks want. They want us dependent. They want the state governments bankrupt so they can come in with even more government as the solution. See, if the globalists are for war, I'm against it. If the globalists are for open borders, I'm against it. If the globalists are for giving themselves more power, I'm against it. If the globalists, everything they do is criminal. It's very simple. But you've got to find out what they're actually against. See, they know a lot of you figured out that whatever the establishment's for, you're against. So they come out and say, oh, big oil doesn't want the global carbon tax. They wrote the plan. Oh, insurance companies don't want this reform. They wrote the plan on record. So see, you've got to find out what the elite is really for and then oppose it. And they want this Copenhagen Treaty. They want this global government, this private global corporate government. And that's why we've got to be against it. They want to use hundreds of millions of third world people to come in here as a weapon to take over our voting system and vote for gun control and vote for more tyranny. I'm sorry. I read the voting records of these immigrants. And they are ignorant people from lands of tyranny. And they vote as exactly as the local socialist pimp tells them. And we better shut down the border and deport these illegals, or we're dead. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Jesse Ventura and his team are hot on the trail of a conspiracy to use the issue of global warming to control your life. The investigation has led to a mysterious, shadowy figure. Maurice Strong is the world's leading environmentalist, who just happens to be a billionaire industrialist. Jesse's researchers set out to track down Maurice Strong in China.
Well, if we can't talk to this Maurice Strong, then who the hell can we talk to?
While Jun Sarpong has gotten a step closer to his inner circle.
It's me. I got him. Ben Sansa. Maurice Strong's Ben Sansa. Yep, he's the climate researcher they're saying doctored the UN report. Apparently, they say he removed everything against global warming and stacked the cards for Maurice Strong.
June finds Ben Santer working in the highest corridors of power at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in Northern California.
Why do you think there are so many doubters still?
I don't think there are so many doubters still. You will always be able to go out and find someone who disagrees with conventional wisdom.
June gets to the point. Did he cook the books on global warming, as Christopher Monckton claims?
There is no proven link between human activity and increases in global temperature. Five times, in different words, they said the same thing very plain. Santa went through, crossed out all of those, and substituted a new conclusion.
Well, Lord Monckton, to my knowledge, was not part of the process.
No.
I was. Our chapter came to the conclusion, a line that's burned on my memory forever, the balance of evidence suggests a discernible human influence on global climate.
But did he delete sections of the climate report?
Lord Monckton points to deletions from the chapter, and there were deletions from the chapter. To be consistent with the other chapters, we dropped the summary at the end.
Why do you think there are so many conspiracy theorists around this issue?
People love believing a good conspiracy theory.
There's another reason conspiracy theories come up. Because people leave lots of room for doubt. Santer doesn't deny deleting information from the UN report. He just says he's misunderstood. And that leaves a lot of questions about Maurice Strong. It's time to get the answers.
Jesse Ventura sets off alone for a meeting with the man he calls his wild card. Alex Jones inhabits the conspiracy world as few others. He's an expert of world renown. He knows the players. He knows the connections, the whistleblowers, and the operatives. Most important, he knows the history.
Alex, good to see you again. Thanks for meeting me here.
Governor, good to see you. I believe I may have the information you're looking for.
Good. Alex, how do we get to Maurice Strong?
He's very hard to get to. He rarely does interviews. He jet sets all over the planet. He's a man without a country. He's a major front man for the United Nations. He's been a high-level UN official. He also works closely with the Rockefeller family. And he is the person behind the call for all these different global taxes. The way you get to him is with somebody who 25 years ago worked very close with him, and that's George Hunt.
George Hunt. Okay.
He is the consummate insider. He was there at the beginning, at the embryonic formation of this phony environmental movement that intends to take over the entire planet's resources and set up a form of tyranny.
So you're telling me that George Hunt is the key. He can put the jigsaw puzzle together on this whole global warming thing.
He's our man on the inside.
And you can set up this meeting with George Hunt?
Jesse, I will have George Hunt here for you in this warehouse, same time, same place tomorrow, if you can meet with him. He can explain the entire agenda, the move towards world government, the takeover of resources by megacorporations and the shadowy families that control them. All of it ties together. These are the people that are behind the European Union and the Euro.
I'll meet with them, Alex.
Thanks for having
me. Thank you. And I'll be here tomorrow.
You bet.
George Hunt had better be here. And he'd better have the goods.
Coming up, he shows up all right. The man who makes a direct link between the global warming scare and a plot to rule the world.
Their aims are to create an anxiety about the ecology and global warming and so on. They're going to use it to take over the world.
And then Maurice Strong can run to China, but can he hide? Jesse Ventura's investigation arrives in Beijing.
Follow the money.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
Don't send your kin folks.
Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry and cuss and moan. Understand, you're a man. I'm tired of your bad mouthing. Understand, you man.
Good old Johnny Cash. I'm telling you, folks, True TV is going to be re-airing a full episode quite a bit in the next week. The next one premieres Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And we're all just marveling that they're putting this on air. I mean, Jesse really sets out to find out the truth and finds out HAARP is manipulating the weather, finds out and confirms that the evidence shows 9/11 is an inside job, finds out that Maurice Strong and the UN are running a global scam to steal all our money and control our lives. Next week, they expose RFID, face-scanning cameras. Catherine Albrecht and others are in the episode. And, you know, I was only one of five, six, seven consultants But they really did their research, and they would set out to say, we're going to see if this is true. And they always basically find out it is. I mean, this is a real production with real investigation. And Ventura's for real. I mean, I know him personally. And I just can't believe this is on air. But again, the globalists, and Jesse said this on air, the globalists have made the decision, they haven't told us this, we can see it, to just have Lord Rothschild come out, or David de Rothschild come out, or David Rockefeller come out, or Ban Ki-moon, head of the UN, or Herman Van Rompuy come out, head of the EU, and say, we're setting up global government. And so, really, I guess the people at Time Warner and places, they can't just deny that we've been telling the truth the whole time. So they're like, okay, we'll make it an entertainment show. We'll call it conspiracy theory. And we'll just throw it out there. And the public's so conditioned. I guess this is revelation of the method. It's kind of like Fox Television 6 months before 9/11. A year before 9/11 produced it. Because I've talked to the star of the show, Dean Haglund. I mean, he showed up at my house to tell me about this. Talk about living a conspiracy theory. The host of one of the stars of X-Files, and then, of course, the spinoff Lone Gunman, the main star of that show. The CIA approached Chris Carter and others and said, we want you to put this in your production. The government hijacks a jumbo jet to fly it into the World Trade Center to get martial law and blame it on Afghanistan to launch a new war. And the government uses a drill of hijacked jets to make NORAD stand down so that, because the rest of the government's not bad, they don't know, so they'll stand down and let it happen. And then 6 months after it airs, the exact same thing happens. So really, I think that's why this is allowed to air. And we're really being prepared. You know, I watch some popular culture, I scan it, I look at it. I've seen parts of Operation Bluebeam that have been declassified. And whether aliens are real or not, the United Nations, another big Rothschild, the federal government, all these astronauts coming out, moonwalkers talking about flying saucers, they are getting people ready for extraterrestrial life to be announced. And I don't know if it's this month or 5 years from now, but they're getting ready with that, too. I just think they're just going to throw it all in our face. It's kind of like that Fox News piece yesterday where they go, yeah, the Japanese government's looking at putting lithium in the water, and it might be a good idea to drug everybody. We put fluoride in the water. We medicate you that way. You know, we put iodine in salt. Why not put a metal? A light metal, but it has the same effects as a heavy metal, and brain damages you and causes obesity and low sexual drive. And they go, well, we just need to maybe put that in your water. I mean, we know there's a spike in the water in the food with this. They've been caught. More than half the corn syrup products you eat at stores that your kids eat has mercury added. It's not involved in the manufacturing processes. They had, I mean, you know, and again, we're just trained to just sit here and take it. Oh, man, I'm not crazy like that Alex Jones. You know, he gets mad that the UN says they're going to shut off our resources to destroy our society. I'm not worried about my society being destroyed and being turned into a third world slave. That's no big deal. Man, that guy's crap. Oh, that Alex Jones has read all these government textbooks and documents like eco-science, where they admit they want to and are spiking the water with sterilants and chemicals that brain damage us. Man, that Alex Jones, he gets mad at being brain damaged. I mean, folks, I am normal. You are weird. If you're a new listener and you think I'm weird, you got the problem. You got me? If I ran up to a cop at a Burger King, and he comes out of the bathroom and he catches me with a packet, putting something in his drink, and he comes over and grabs me, and they arrest me, and they test what's in the packet, and it's lithium, a toxic metal. Am I going to go to prison for attempted murder because it could kill you if it was enough of a dose? Would I at least get, a poisoning charge? I'd probably spend 10, 15, 20 years in prison. The government admittedly is poisoning your water supply with over 150 chemicals they add. They add. And we just sit here and take it. You know why you take it? Because you're on lithium, folks. You're on sodium fluoride that has the same effect. You're on mercury that has the same effect. Do you understand? You have been brain damaged. That's why all the neurological disorders are off the charts. Most of them are up 200, 300, 400, 500. Some are up 10,000%. Now they're telling you, you can get Alzheimer's when you're 25. They scan the brains. They're full of lithium and aluminum. I don't like having the opposite of a brain boost. I don't like people poisoning me. Now, then I'm going to your calls. It's another example of this. If I came to your door and said, I'd like to put cameras in your house to watch everything you do, you'd say, get off my porch, you nut. You'd slam the door on me. And if I didn't leave, you'd call the police on me or go get a shotgun. Google comes out 4 years ago and says, we've got a patent and we're testing it now and we're using it on people. Computers have built-in cameras and microphones. We're listening to everything you do in your home. If a dog barks, we then sell your name to distributors to send you dog food ads in the mail. We pop up dog food ads and dog toy ads. This was their example. And we know what sitcoms you're watching. But they said, don't worry, a human isn't listening. A computer creates a text file of all the noises in your house. And then we build a psychological algorithm. You got the cameras and the microphones in your house watching and listening to you. It's like I told people in 1996, 12 years ago, 13 years ago. Like, where is my cell phone? Thought I had that. Somebody bring me a cell phone. I just want to show people. I mean, it's on record that the government designed them by law, where the manufacturers make them, where even when the phone's off, they can dial in and listen to you and track your location. And I'd be called a kook, I'd be called a nut, I'd be called an idiot. When I had the documents, now it's all over the news, but they tell you how good it is. You're having it introduced to you that you're a slave and you're property of the system and that this is just the way it is. Yeah, we got face scanning cameras tracking you everywhere. Yeah, we got license plate readers tracking you. I'd tell people that 14 years ago and get laughed at. You better stop laughing. If you think it's funny that the entire society is being geared to surveil and control and track you and know who you really are, you think trying to get a job as a cop or something and they give you some 600-question psychological meant to catch you in lies, you think that's a detailed psychological? How about the millions of choices you make a year playing Xbox and PlayStation Interactive tied into those big computer hubs in the group gaming? What about all your cell phone calls and what you visit? What about all the websites you go to? What about the digital cable and TiVo tracking everything you watch, everything you do on record for at least 8 years, chronicling it? I would tell people, because I was told this by a Time Warner technician who was a fan at my house over 10 years ago. He said, let me show you the manual. He said, this has got a microphone. This is a two-way cable. Everything you're doing is being recorded, and if they want, they can activate that microphone. And I had people call in and threaten me on air. On my Access TV show on Time Warner in Austin, I had Time Warner during those casts would just cut my show off. And then I talked to people at Playback who were there when they would get calls at Playback Control saying, turn that live show off. See, they didn't want you to know in 1997 or 98, man, time flies, that everything was being watched and tracked. Now they just go, yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, everything. See, folks, it's total control. So, see, that's why they don't care if Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura go on television and tell you something, because they think you're chumps. They think you're a joke. They think you're idiots. They know it's known that they're putting stuff in the water because you're drugged. And the evidence is they're now increasing the amount of drugs they're putting in the water. They're doing psychological tests. They're increasing the drugs and making the announcements of what they're doing. You're being drugged with toxic chemicals. Do you like it? Do you enjoy it? Can't you intellectually, even if you emotionally can't get angry at this, can't you intellectually stop drinking tap water? Stop eating the highly processed foods with corn syrup? Don't you care enough to stop giving your kids Coca-Cola and all the stuff that's hurting them? But no, see, you're at ease from the lithium and fluoride. You're like, yeah, I understand you're saying I'm being poisoned, but give me a Coke with fluoride. You know, give me a Coke with mercury. You know, give me that Coke with corn syrup that has the mercury in it. Give me a Pepsi. Give me an aspartame bubble gum. I understand, Alex, you're telling me they're hurting me, but I just don't care. Because not only are you been drugged, you've been programmed by TV and all the messages to lay down, to be at ease, that everything's entertainment, that everything's fine, that everything's fun. We're going to come back, go to your phone calls, and cover news for a full hour, and we've got two guests joining us from Copenhagen.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
All right, William F. Jasper of the New American Magazine will be joining us from Copenhagen, as well as Alex Newman. So we look forward to having both those gentlemen on together. I'm about to go to your phone calls. I do just want to throw out to the listeners, yesterday was the final day to get your orders in and to be guaranteed via UPS to get it delivered before Christmas. T-shirts, books, films, everything we have to offer in the effort against the New World Order at InfoWars.com. In the online video bookstore/Patriot Gear area. But most areas of the country take 2 or 3 or 4 days. And so it's not guaranteed. Some areas with UPS, only around Christmas do they say it takes 6 days. Most places it's 2, 3, 4 days. When it's non-Christmas, it's guaranteed 4 days the way we ship it. But the point is, get your orders in today to get Fall of the Republic and a free T-shirt of your choice. An Obama Joker shirt, a Joiner Die, Don't Tread on Me shirts, all available free with Fall of the Republic, a bunch of other combos, a bunch of other specials for a limited time. When the Obamas run out, I'm going to get rid of the free T-shirt deal. Okay? And they are running out. The sizes we've run out of, I added some other variants, varieties of T-shirts that you can get so everybody can take advantage of it. We have some other deals where you can get Fall of the Republic and get Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo free. I just want Fall of the Republic in people's hands. You may know all about the New World Order. You probably know more than I do. Does your neighbor, do your friends, do your family, can you present it as well as this film? Probably not. I know I couldn't present this information as good as I could in a film because I crafted this. I mean, my wife saw this and said, this blows all your other films away. It really does. The information, the production quality. People are ready to wake up. Fall of the Republic. You can also get big deals with Endgame, Obama Deception, Camp FEMA, a bunch of other books and videos that I produced and that we also carry. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. And coming up, UN chief, we will impose global governance. He gave an LA Times interview and said it again. He said, we will impose, whether you like it or not. And we got Rothschild on TV talking about how they're going to force it. I mean, these are dictators, folks, and they must be resisted. All right, I'm going to start taking calls. Julio in Illinois, then Eric, Virgil, Allison, Jeff, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Julio.
Alex Jones, Freedom Fighter. How are you this afternoon, sir?
Good, my friend. What's on your mind?
Well, it's a beautiful day here in Macomb, Illinois. Sunny skies and beautiful chemtrails circling through our beautiful city. Great day.
Well, the brain damage will help us all feel better and submit.
Oh, and the tap water is nothing more than mercury deliciousness.
You're a good American.
Kidding aside, well, I mean, I don't want to be one of those right-wing terrorists that believes in the Constitution.
No, but if you say, I love tyranny, I love brain-damaging my children with chemical weapons in the food and water, then I, like Sean Hannity, say you're a great American.
Well, a comment about the show and then a quick question. Now, conspiracy theory, watching it last night with my friends, we still can't believe that it's on TV. To me, it's one of the greatest shows of all time.
Yeah.
It's better than anything that's out there right now. It's better than V or Lost or all those stupid other network
that aren't real. Let me just add this point, and I'll come back to you if you want to finish, you, Leo, and we'll go to everybody else. This is a key point before I forget it. In October of last year, Jesse came down for 3 days and hung out with me. And I picked his brain, he picked my brain. I mean, we had dinner a bunch of times, drove around to the Hill Country, hung out with Willie Nelson. And he was pitching this show, and he said, I will not do it if I don't control it. And so I immediately wanted to be involved because if it ever aired, it would be groundbreaking. And I love to trailblaze. And I'm playing second or third fiddle on this show, but I'm the only second or third fiddle, and this is very exciting.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.